obviously, they like to bust.
A lot of teams struggle to score touchdowns in the red zone. With your athleticism, size, you can be an impact player in the area.
I do. I think splitting tight end out wide in the red area, you have to respect that. Sometimes there's a lot of great matchups with linebackers covering the guy in the red zone, safeties. And I think that's a mismatch. I think I'm as a player, I can make plays.
OJ, what's the next step for Jalen Hurts? What can he do to grow this year and get better at?
I think he's last year he had a really good success as a rookie. As a freshman, but he's going to keep improving in the passing game. He did that at the end of the regular season last year, and I think that's what he's going to show next season.
There's certain routes that he's going to be working on or trying to hit this year that he wouldn't be able to hit.
I'm not sure. New offensive coordinator. I don't know much about any of the schemes nowadays, but I think he's going to be better. Work hard, buy in to the process and always be in the moment. Always be where your feet are, just soak it up.
To go home, that would be a lot.
Never met Coach Belichick. I've heard about him and Chris Sabin's relationship with good friends, but I've never met him.
Did that meeting with the Giants go especially well? Or did you feel good about that meeting and why?
I did. I felt great about it. We went over my plays and we talked about my assignment on that particular play, things I could have done better. It went well. Answered great questions. They asked great questions. So, I think that's a successful meeting for me.
How do you tell teams about, if you had a limited or limited option in battle? How do you
find out what my
career is tomorrow? I can't show. How do you convince them?
I tell them, I know I can do that route. That's why I'm here training all season to open up a new route so that I can come familiar with those type of routes. That's just something that I think, when you come down to private workouts, they'll have me do those type of things.
I look forward to some
success. How about long term? Obviously, you're going to be a first round pick, that's pretty well said. Long term, what are you trying to do? Do you have lofty goals, a Hall of Fame, any kind of stuff that's on your mind?
Goals are, they kind of tricky, but I just want to try to get into pretty have the rookie year first. I have goals, but right now I just want to come in and help out the team as a rookie.
During my
I did not have a formal meeting with those guys. I met with him before, but not my team, not this week.
Derek putting up work for you?
Yeah, I think he is. He's going to look out for me.
I saw yesterday. So
rookie year, I want to come in and be a hard worker, show the team that I'm capable of making plays, come in and be a team player and be a game changer.
I think Rod relates to power.
I was down in Phoenix, Arizona, training the Exos. It was really good for power.
Are you glad you came back last year?
Absolutely. It was the best decision I've ever made in my life so far. I had the opportunity to graduate college.
So it's not so much a scheme, but one, two.
I improved in blocking.
It was good.
Played for a great coach. You can't beat that.
What's the toughest question you've gotten in an interview so far?
What is something that you do not like about football? That's a hard question. It's a lose-lose situation.
What was your answer?
I hate plays that does in the tight end. I love to be a part of the offense, so I'm always willing to make a play.
OJ, have you touched base with Detroit during the draft process?
Tonight.
What would it be like looking for next year? Another top tight end in Eric Ebron in an offense?
I think it would be very exciting. Eric Ebron is a great tight end, top 10 pick. He's a guy that runs, he does a great job in the route running game also. And two guys like that, it's going to be hard to key in on one guy.
You were coming off the perfect ending last year after the championship game as far as you had turned pro. What went into your decision? You were coming off a perfect ending last year when you guys won the championship and you were the MVP in that game. You could have turned pro then. What went into your decision to come back?
Oh, man, just knowing as a player that I could improve in certain areas such as the run game, understanding the game as a whole. Sure, had a big part to play in it. And ultimately, why I came back to school.
I read the story about your prom back in high school. So do you feel like, as good as football is, that you can have a bigger impact in life beyond just football stuff, that you can be a role model and a difference maker in life?
Absolutely. I think that's what it comes down to. Football is going to end eventually. And the way you can impact other people's lives and change they look at things. I think that takes you a long way.
What's your degree in, OJ?
Thank you, guys.
OJ, your degree, what is it in?
Communication studies.
Did you ever have a job in high school? How does this job interview process compare to maybe that summer job?
This is definitely a lot
more. Well, to start off with, it's also what made me declare what people tell me to stay because of the
Will you be at Toledo
Big Ten class.
Yeah.
And, I thought
it's like March 20th? Yeah. Are you going to do, I know I asked you earlier about the drills, are you going to do all the drills here?
Next time I'm going to do all the drills. So I just love competing.
Okay, you bench at Toledo.
Once I was told that, and with them to stay.
Thank you.
Mark Richardson is a great coach, he's a big time. He taught us discipline a lot, that if something is done the right way, we're going to continue doing it until we do it the right way. And that helped a lot, helped all of us. Unfortunately not, because in season I focused on my opponents and watching the film, so I wasn't really able to watch much NFL teams. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Also great people. I haven't met a coach that wasn't a great person. You know, they're all friendly, ready for business, and just, made me really excited. Not really, just, talking to them about me personally and, seeing some offense.
Where is your set of it that you feel is really, what you do best?
Sorry, what was that?
The route tree.
Oh, the route tree. Is there something that I do best? Of course. Being like a receiving tight end, and a blocking is also like a overall tight end, you gotta learn to try to perfect every route to run to your best ability. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm working very hard on my sticks and the cuts and everything, trying to just better myself overall.
When you mentioned blocking, how are you? Or is that something that you tend to rise? I mean, that's a big problem for a lot of kids.
Right. I didn't perfect anything, like I said. I'm still working on it every day when I'm training. So I'm trying to focus on power workouts and staying low and sustaining blocks. Honestly, I'm praying that we both end up on the same team, to be honest. That would be something. That would be something crazy. It's awesome seeing him progress as a player and a person overall. He's one of my best friends, and I think he's an outstanding quarterback. I don't think I have talked to them yet. I think that was the one team that I haven't talked to yet. I think I have a meeting with them today as a formal meeting, so that should be, Tonight, I have 14, 15, yeah. It was good. To be in South Florida, there's a lot of distractions. But to not be distracted in South Florida means that you can go anywhere, I feel like. So I just stayed level headed, just kept working hard and sorry?
Where have you been working
this
offseason?
I train at a place called Core Fitness in Miami with his name's Andy. Andy L. That's okay. So my family is very religious. It's mostly religious wristbands. One away with the cross, low life, the cross, lack of worries. I believe in God strongly, and I feel like He brought me here for a reason. So I'm excited to do His will. All right, thank you guys.